Rusty Quill presents.
Welcome to Ain't Slayed Nobody. This is an actual play podcast intended for adults and may contain material that some people find disturbing. Please see the episode notes for content warnings and listen with care. If you found our show from Graham Patrick's guest writing on episode 3 of the Magnus Protocol, you might want to start with one of the campaigns he wrote on. Y'all of Cthulhu, our first ever season, is a complete horror campaign in the Old West. Next, we have Bleaker Trails, which is in the same setting. That has one complete season, and the final season is coming late in 2024. And if you're looking for something shorter and science fiction, we have a 6-episode Blade Runner series. Thank you so much for listening. We hope to see you around. Our Discord is slade.me/discord.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, I'm Guy Raz, and on my show, Wisdom from the Top, I talk with CEOs and business leaders about the toughest challenges of their careers.
There's lots of ways to measure success.
Sometimes a company has to bet against itself.
We wanted to set ourselves apart by having a point of view.
Businesses really impact people's lives in pretty fundamental ways.
On Wisdom from the Top, some of the greatest business leaders of our time share their intimate stories of leadership, innovation, and transformation. Stories you won't hear anywhere else. Check out Wisdom from the Top only on Luminary. Now, back to your show.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
You see, Mary Lou, who spoke to you earlier, is grabbing onto the arm of one of the football players. And she is holding on to his arm and trying to pull him down to her height. She says, "I love you so much. We can do this. We can be together." And he's just trying to back away. He says, "I'm here with George, Mary Lou." And she's like, "I love you. I love you." And then you hear on the other side of the gym, there's a, "I can't be silent anymore. Miss Curtis, I love you." And you see Mr. Carpenter, the gym teacher, is making this huge declaration, and he's stretched out one arm as if he's reaching out to Juliet on her balcony. And Miss Curtis is looking at him. And all of a sudden, you just start hearing all around you these declarations of love. There's sonnets, Zephyr, coming from Jerome, who you know is gay, but he's saying them to a girl. Like, he's just on one knee, reaching up towards Louis, and she's looking at him going, "What is wrong with you?" And then there's a chair that goes crashing into someone's head, and someone collapses as you hear a, "Stay away from my man." And all of a sudden, the gym erupts into chaos.
Oh my God.
I'm going to grab Brett by his arm in like a vice grip.
Ah!
What did you put in the punch?
Look, if vodka can do this, I mean, it's selling a hell of a lot better than it does.
I love you. Stay away from me. Slap. From behind you.
Prom is ruined. My life is over.
I don't know. I think this is turning out to be the best prom ever.
And Officer Cooper has now gone up to Mr. Carpenter and says, "You can't love her. I love her." And goes to throw a punch. And now Mr. Carpenter has grabbed onto Officer Cooper's hand and is trying to throw him across the room. And there is now the smell of blood mingling in the air with all of the hairspray and the perfume as noses are being broken, heads are being smashed, people are unconscious on the floor, other people are still yelling declarations of love. It's madness. And Zephyr, you can give me a spot hidden roll if you would like to.
That was going to be my next move. I rolled a 12, so I think that is... Yeah.
So, as all the chaos is breaking out just before Bolt has his crash and everyone starts punching each other and declaring all the love in the world, you thought you saw the hint of a powder blue skirt disappearing out the gym exit into the hallway just for a second. And then Bryce went crashing into the punch bowl and everyone got distracted. But now it's pure chaos in here. And you don't see that powder blue anywhere.
Okay.
Everyone, please calm down. There is no need for this violence. Please, everyone.
I think with the absence of bolts, I'm going to use Brett to spy human shield. I just, like, the grip that I had on his arm, which was, what did you do, has now turned into, oh God, everything's going wrong. And now I'm just dangling off Brett's arm, like, why is everyone going crazy?
I'll tell you what, Ashley. People are going to be talking about this prom for years to come. And you can say you were here.
I don't want to be here.
Give me a group luck roll.
Oh, crap.
Oh, fuck.
That's you, Kat.
38. And we currently have, 22, yes.
Uh-oh.
So just in front of you, you see Mr. Carpenter punch Maddie Cooper, the security officer, full on in the face, and he goes flying. Mr. Carpenter's a lot stronger than you expected. He hits the wall, and you hear a really horrible crack as he slides to the ground, and his head is hanging at a slightly unnatural angle.
Oh my God.
I'm guessing me, Brett, and Zephyr, we're all clumped together, aren't we?
Yeah, I think Zeph is nearby.
You're all three making a sand roll. Cup, aren't you glad you left the room?
Yep, smartest player character.
I'm on 60 and I got 13, so I'm okay with this.
Mm-hmm. I am not.
I rolled a 74, but I have an 80 sanity.
Okay, so you're only going to lose one?
Thank you.
I rolled a 65 and I've got a 50 san.
Okay, so you lose 2 points, Scott. As you're both seeing someone just get killed in this gym, your very nice and polite gym teacher has just murdered the security officer.
I saw that in a play once.
Oh, Brett's standing there. I mean, almost immediately the laughter's gone from his face and he's suddenly looking quite ashen. He's saying, "Oh, we got to get out of here. I mean, this is going to get dangerous. Follow me," he says. And he's just putting his head down and barging his way through the crowd.
Ashley's going to, in a moment of, like, weird just protection of the tribe, even if the tribe is splintered into groups, is going to grab Zephyr's arm whilst holding on to Brett's and like pull Zephyr with them. Like, we're all leaving now. I don't care who's leaving with me, we're just leaving.
Don't touch me.
Where are you headed for?
I was thinking Zephyr would look back for Jerome. Is Jerome nearby still?
Jerome is still making protestations of love to Louis.
Yeah.
And she is backing away, and he is on his knee, shuffling towards her, still declaiming this Shakespearean sonnet.
I wonder, like, is Jerome kind of within arm's length still or not far?
You could get to him if you wanted to.
Yeah, I think Zephyr's like, wait, I gotta get Jerome. He's out of his mind. I don't want that to happen to him. And like points back to where Cooper has just kind of been splattered against the wall. So like, okay, just all hold on to me and we'll try to haul him out, okay? He's my best friend. So I'm going to try and like hook my arm around Jerome's arm while he's kneeling. And then if we could all like try to like haul him out the room.
Okay. You grab onto his arm and he tries to pull away. He's just, no, Louis, I love you. I love you with my whole entire heart. Let me tell you.
You told me you were gay when you're 11. You don't like women. Come on.
But I love her. So if you want to try and pull him away, it's going to be an opposed strength roll.
Woo-hoo!
Because he is determined.
How strong is Jerome? My strength is not amazing, but we'll give it a go. Oh, I rolled a 99. But I do have a... I have a 55 in strength. So not a fumble, just a fail.
All right. Well, he got a hard success. So he pulls away from you. He says, Louis, I must have you. And she is moving across the gym floor. She says, I love you with the fury of 1,000 burning suns. And he is completely ignoring you at this point.
Okay, Sepha, they turn to Louis instead and says, come with us, please.
Yeah, he's creeping me out. Okay.
Just act natural. Do a little jig. We're just dancing out of the hall.
I'm making a luck roll for Jerome.
Oh, no.
He fumbled. So he goes and lunges, and he slips in a pool of blood, falls and hits his head, and passes out. He is now on the ground in a pool of blood.
You ever think that he might be bi?
I would accept him wholeheartedly, but he's very, very gay.
We don't have time to be discussing this. Can we please leave? That guy is dead.
Please help me pick up Jerome. I need Jerome.
Okay, yeah, Steph is going to try and pick up Jerome. I'm really ham on this. Jerome's my best friend.
All right, so you and Louis can pick up Jerome, even though she doesn't want to, and you can start dragging him out of the way. Where are you going?
Thank you.
There's only one door out of here, isn't there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's the door into the main part of the school, and then there's the doors that lead outside.
Yeah, I think I don't know about the rest, but I'm trying to lead the way outside, away from all this bloodshed.
I'm following Brett. Follow Brett.
Yeah, I'm also following Brett. Reluctantly being near Ashley.
Mm-hmm. Brett is my new best friend. By sheer proximity.
Okay. So you go up to the door. It's one of those push handle sort of doors.
Yeah.
And you put your hand on it, or you try to, because you feel some kind of strong force and it pushes you back.
Hmm.
Like, almost throws you back away from the door.
I'll lie there on the ground for a moment, just catching my breath for a moment, and say, don't touch that. Don't touch that. I think it might be electrified.
What do you mean the door's electrified? And I'm going to try and grab the door, because I'm very smart.
You grab onto this door to the outside world, to freedom, and you go flying back the way Brett did.
Great. It's just like legs in the air, hair everywhere, like, okay.
If only someone had warned you about that.
Out in the hallway, Bolt, you had run out of the gym. So you went through these doors, no problem. You go out into the hallway. Where are you running to? Are you just trying to get out of the gym, or were you running somewhere in particular?
Into the boys' room, across the hall.
Okay. So you run into the bathroom, and there is scrawled across the mirrors in what looks like lipstick. It just says, love is a lie. And the next, love is a lie. and the next mirror, love is a lie. And then it starts scrawling all around the walls.
Fucking weirdos. He's going to turn on the sink and start splashing his face. He's trying to get his wits about him, what wits he has. And he'll look at himself in the mirror, you know, assuming the lipstick's not completely covering it. Come on, Bolt. You've got the dog in you. Eye of the tiger. Come on, you're a winner. You're a champion. Get back in there and kick some ass. Yeah. And he's going to kind of slam his hands against the mirror and then turn the water off.
So you hype yourself up. You head out back into the hallway. There's a lot of noise coming from the gym.
Hmm.
Like, you can hear what sounds like things crashing, chairs, things being knocked over. You can hear screaming. Can't quite make out what they're saying, but you hear a lot of noise in there.
Yeah, he's running straight into the fray. He wants to see what's going on and maybe, you know, get involved. This is exciting.
You run back into the gym having hyped yourself up.
Yeah.
This is fine. You got this. You are Bryce Bolton. Yeah. And so you run in and you see people hitting each other with chairs. You see blood on the floor. The tables have been knocked over. You see Officer Cooper, who's slumped against a wall, but, you know, he's usually slumped somewhere. And you see over by the exit door, Brett and Ashley are laying on the ground, their hair sort of sticking out like static, and Zephyr just standing there looking down at both of them.
Just looking into the gym and then looking back at them. What's the football team doing inside the gym?
So half of the football team is declaring love for people in this gym, and they're declaring their love for people you didn't even know they knew. Like from the chess club, from the AV club, that half the theater kids being professed love to. Yep. And a couple of the theater kids are looking at someone else. And the other half of the football team is beating off all of those who are professing love to their partners.
I'm going to run toward the exit because I see Ashley on the floor, right?
Yeah, she's on the floor. Her hair is sticking out.
Babe, what happened? What the fuck's going on?
The door's electric. Don't touch the door.
Bryce, quick, open the door.
You must.
He's help. Very confused.
Please help us open the door, Bryce.
I'm rolling for myself. Yeah, he's trying the door.
You go to put your hands on the door and you feel this kind of force field and it knocks you back onto the ground and now your hair is standing up.
Holy shit.
Why does no one listen to me? Everyone's hair is looking much better now.
Zephyr, what'd you do to the door? Is this some kind of theater dork prank?
No. I would just act like the doors are electrified. I'm that good.
I need all of you to make luck rolls for me.
I got 65 over 22. I got a 12. Woo!
I passed.
Yep, and I got an ordinary success, 52 under 55.
Ashley, you hear someone calling your name?
Oh, no. very slowly push myself up, try and, like, hobble to my feet in this mermaid tail and, like, look around at the name calling.
You see one of the juniors from the chess club is pushing through the crowd and reaching out to you going, oh, Ashley, I adore you. I love you. Light of my life.
Well, that's not surprising. But also, who are you? And ew.
You don't even know their name. You've just seen them walking to chess club before. As far as you know, they don't know you either, except by reputation.
You're not gonna, like, try and murder me, are you?
I could never murder someone as beautiful as you. I love you.
That's nice.
Is Bolt seeing this?
Yes, Bolt is seeing this.
Yeah, Bolt's going to try to redeem himself and throw this kid up into the lockers.
So you're punching this kid?
Picking him up by the shirt and be like, what the fuck did you say to her, shit breath? And then throw him into the locker.
Okay. So give me a fighting brawl. You're past the penalty point at this point.
Yay. It was the water in the bathroom.
Yeah, cold water. It snapped you out of it.
I rolled a 100. Motherfucker. Good thing I don't have a penalty die. Oh my god.
Bolt, you pick this kid up and you throw them into the lockers and you hear a crunch.
Oh.
And there is blood on the locker as they slide down to the ground, looking very much like Officer Cooper.
Yeah, yeah. So I think I'm going to...
Make a sanity roll.
Like, wake up! Stop fucking around! Come on!
There's no response.
Jesus, Bryce.
Their eyes are wide and staring up at you, accusingly.
All right, I'll roll sand. I got a hard success.
Okay, so you're only going to lose 3 points.
Wake up, kid. You're fucking embarrassing me.
Bolt, what did you do?
He's convinced himself he's not really dead.
Is death embarrassing to you?
Shut the fuck up, babe. Wait, help me get him out of here. We got to get him help.
No, I'm not. No. You just murdered someone. Bolt, what did you do?
We'll take him down to talk to Miss... What the fuck is the psychologist's name? He's saying this in character.
He can't talk, Bolt. He's dead. You killed him.
He's not dead. You're not a fucking nurse yet, Ashley. And then he's going to drag the body down the hall if no one stops him.
You're heading with the body back into the hallway. What are the mm-hmm. rest of you doing about this?
I think I'm breaking up with Bolt.
Yeah, Brett's backing away from this clusterfuck. He realizes that, yeah, he's going to need something extra if he's going to get through whatever the hell's going on. And so he's just pretty much almost running, stumbling over his feet round the corner to his lockers, and yeah, opens up the locker and grabs his skateboard and pulls it out.
I think Zephyr kind of notices that Brett has had it out with purpose and kind of looks to Louis and is like, I think we should get out of this hall. Follow Brett. He does weird shit all the time. He must be used to this kind of atmosphere.
Wait, don't leave me here. And I'm going to like grab onto you and like want to follow.
Fine.
You grab your skateboard out of your locker, Brett, which is at the far end of the gym. This is your gym locker, right? Not the one where you would keep school books and things. So you now have your skateboard. Zephyr and Ashley have come up towards you. Bryce is dragging this chess club kid out into the hallway.
Toward the psychologist's office, I think, is his intention.
All right, so you're going to go upstairs then.
Oh, it's upstairs?
Yeah, it's on the second floor.
That's fun, actually. I'm going to drag his body up the stairs.
Okay.
Head dunking on the stairs.
Leaving a trail of blood. Yeah.
I think his head's got to be more than shrinking.
Oh, my God. Okay. So what are you doing with your skateboard, Brett? And what are the other two of you doing as Brett grabs his skateboard?
Brett at the moment is... he thinks about riding it down the corridor and then realizes he's got people following him and instead just keeps it in his hand, ready to use as a weapon if he needs it, and says, there's another doorway just around the corner here. We can try that.
Would Zephyr have anything in their gym locker? I'm trying to think, anything heavy, like a prop or something.
Give me a luck roll. Louis has disappeared at this point. They have run off somewhere.
Oh, okay. With Jerome?
Jerome is still collapsed on the ground. He is unconscious.
Me and Louis picked up Jerome, though, right?
You did, and then you went to the door.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, unless you're carrying him around, he's staying there.
We're all dragging a body.
The bodies hit the floor.
I rolled a 76 and I only had a 50 luck, so I guess I only have like tap shoes in my gym locker.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe in your main locker, maybe you'll have something in there, but in your gym locker, you only show up to gym class because you have to, and you think maybe it keeps you dexterous, but you don't keep anything in there because gym is a waste of a class. So... Brett has headed out to the hallway with the skateboard. Are you two following?
Zephyr turns to Ashley and is like, look, if you're going to cling on to me, we may as well cling on to Jerome, okay?
I mean...
Good. And then says Zephyr goes over to try, like, pick up one of Jerome's arms and, like, link arms.
Ashley's like doing this very gingerly and is still trying not to break off her nails despite everything that's happening.
Okay. So you drag Jerome out into the hallway where at least it seems a bit safer, although there is blood drag marks all the way down the hallway around towards the stairs. And you hear thump, thump, thump on the stairs.
I can't believe my boyfriend is a murderer.
You can't believe that?
Really?
He's been so nice to me.
Anyway.
What are you doing now that you've left the gym?
Ashley's going to have her first dumb thought for this, whole experience. She's like, we should probably call the police. Is there, a phone somewhere in here, this place?
So you'd know that there's a phone up in the principal's office, which is up on the second floor. There may be a phone in the faculty lounge. You're not sure, but you know for a fact there's one in the principal's office.
If the doors aren't letting us out, we need the firemen or something.
Well, we haven't tried all the doors yet, and there's windows around here we can smash.
Okay, smash a window.
There'd be windows in the classrooms, and there'd be windows in the bathrooms.
Let's go through to the bathroom and try there.
Okay, you go into the bathroom, and you see all around on these mirrors, written in lipstick, love is a lie, love is a lie, love is a lie. And you can give me an idea roll, Zephyr.
Yep. Okay, I rolled a 42. What is my intelligenza? 50. So, yeah, just passed.
That's a very specific shade of lipstick.
I wonder if I recognize the handwriting, too.
You do.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Of course, I get the crazy psycho axe.
Brett, you try breaking the window while this is going on.
Yeah.
And you get thrown backwards.
Oh, shit.
I'm going to lean over Brett and look, are you okay? Are you dead?
No such luck.
Guys?
Yeah.
You know, the whole people being crazy in the gym, killing each other, and the force field thing.
Yeah, I noticed.
All the weird stuff.
I've noticed that too. Yeah.
I think I know who's, I want to say, done this, if anyone can do this, because that's Jamie Spinks's lipstick and handwriting. Don't ask me how I know that.
How do you know that?
Because we dated and I dumped them.
Wait, you dumped Jamie?
Yeah.
And now they're, going crazy and making everybody go crazy? They put, what's that stuff that you snort? Did they put that in the punch bowl? Are they, what? Is this your fault? You ruined prom.
I cannot help that I have that effect on people. I'm very intoxicating.
As you say that, upstairs, Bolt, you drag the dead chess club member, who's probably not dead, they're just unconscious, it's fine. You drag them up the stairs. It's dark, except for the emergency lights, unless you turn the light on, leaving blood on the light switch.
Yeah, he'll do that. He'll turn the lights on, probably singing "I Ran So Far Away."
All right. You make your way down to the psychologist's office, which is all the way at the other end. You go up the stairs, you go down towards the psychologist's office, and the door to the psychologist's office is open.
Hmm.
And you see inside a young person, long curly hair. They're wearing a powder blue tuxedo dress. Think Billy Porter, but powder blue and polyester.
Mm-hmm.
And the skirts are spread out around them. They're kneeling on the floor, and she's looking at papers, it looks like, and books are scattered around her. And they've got their hands stretched out, and their eyes are milky white, and they're looking up at the ceiling.
Hey, who are you? Walking in, dragging this bloody body.
you walk into a force field that knocks you backward.
Getting back up, kind of crawling back toward the force field. Hey, knock it off, dumbass.
You hear this whispering, sort of maybe chanting, but you can't quite make out the words. And as you yell at them, the papers on the floor start swirling and their head snaps back at almost an impossible angle. And they're looking directly up at the ceiling and you see this pink mist beginning to form.
Can he kind of pick himself up a little bit and go back to the portal or whatever it is that blew him back and yell in again and just yell, love is a lie. Love is a lie.
You look in at them and their head turns to look at you as you say that. And you just hear, love is a lie. Love is a lie. Love is a lie. And they turn their head back.
Fucking stop this.
What are the rest of you doing at this point?
Imagine just as Bryce is like trying to remember the name is the exact point where Zephyr's just said, it's Jamie Spinks.
Mm-hmm.
But like Spinks was just, you know, shy, annoying person who didn't do anything. How can they do all of this?
They're kind of a witch or something. I didn't think it was real. I thought it was just like a thing. But turns out
it's... You dated a witch?
Well, you know, we were like hanging out, I guess. Yeah, I never actually saw them do magic, though, so this is kind of surprising. I'm impressed.
Kind of surprising? Just kinda.
Maybe it's like Tabitha or Bewitched or something. Maybe she just wiggles her nose. So we need to, like, tape her nose down. I don't know. Does anyone have any ideas?
I think that there's... Like, surely there's some keys or like a phone or something that we could call somebody on. Someone could come rescue us.
We're going upstairs to the principal's office to the phone right now. That's where we're going to.
Do you think the police are going to be able to sort out magic? They can't do anything.
Yeah.
Maybe not the police, but maybe the fire people. I mean, they have big axes. Like, you set witches on fire, and they know about fire, so maybe they can help.
So, are you heading upstairs?
Oh, I've been heading upstairs all this time.
I'm following Brett.
I start wearing Jerome like a backpack. Followed him at the bathroom. Come on, Jerome.
Well, have I, like, got his legs? Just this little fishtail dress holding Jerome's legs, like, okay, we're going now.
You head towards the stairs. As you go past the cafeteria, you hear from inside, but I love you. And then a crash.
Oh, God.
It sounded very much like Addie Sheldon, the janitor. Not sure who else is in there, but I love you so much. Crash.
Wait, do we need keys for things? The janitor has lots of keys, right?
Oh, shit.
I mean...
Damn it.
Brett, you've broken into the principal's office before, right? How do you do this?
Yeah, normally I just force the lock.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you're right. Keys will make things much easier. Oh, fuck it. All right, look. you look after Jerome for a moment. I'll just go in, get the keys. I'm sure it'll be fine.
Zephyr gives you a thumbs up.
Ashley's going to look to the side and see if there's a fire extinguisher nearby.
There's nothing super close to you. You could give me a spot hidden.
I cannot spend the luck because then I'd have like 5 left. So I'm just going to fail that.
Yeah, you're panicking, Ashley, a good bit. And you cannot remember where the fire extinguishers would be or if they even have them down here. You've never had to pay attention to that.
No, I have people for that.
You have people for that.
I rolled a 25 and I have a 25.
Ooh, perfect. Okay, so you remember, Zephyr, that there's fire extinguishers set up near the gym. So if you backtrack slightly, you can probably break glass and get a fire extinguisher.
Yeah, I think Zephyr just looks at Ashley and is like, why are you wheeling your head around like that?
It's very distracting.
I can't remember where those things are that we use to, like, put out fire. You know, the things, the heavy things that we can hit people with if they come near us.
Fire extinguishers. They're back that way.
Oh, okay. Can you get me one, please?
You're going to have to come with me.
Ashley just totters on her heels and, like, does a full, like, 180 holding Jerome's legs.
Pivot! Pivot! So you two go to get a fire extinguisher. Brett, are you going in wielding your skateboard?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so you go into the cafeteria and you see Addie, who's the janitor, who's always been this really kind of chill person who doesn't report it to anybody when they see you smoking weed outside. Sometimes they might even pass you a little bit. They're fairly cool. But right now they're reaching across an upended table towards Vince Clayton, the AV club teacher, who is wielding a chair. Just stay away. Look, Addie, you're cool, but like you're a nice person, but I'm married. But I love you. We could be together. You can leave him and we'll be together forever.
Yeah, I'll just use this distraction to walk up and you know, smack Addie in the back of the head with the skateboard.
Okay.
I've seen enough of this shit that I am not going to engage.
You go up and hit them in the back of the head with a skateboard. I'm going to rule that's an automatic hit there because the skateboard is big and you are sneaking up on them.
Okay.
Are you trying to knock them out or are you just...
Yeah.
Yeah, you knock them out.
Yeah, just stun them for long enough to get the keys off.
So you hit them across the back of the head. They sort of slump over. Mr. Clayton gives you a sigh of relief and a thumbs up. And you go to reach for the keys and give me a spot hidden.
That is not a success. But on the other hand, considering how shit everyone else's luck is, I might spend a bit there and turn it into a success.
As you take the keys from Addie's belt, you see what looks like a tiny piece of metal. So small you almost missed it, embedded in their neck. It just sort of glints.
Okay, I'll pull it out and take a look.
Give me a strength roll.
Yeah, that's a hard success.
You easily just sort of pull this piece of metal out of their neck. And as soon as you do, they just sort of slump forward even further and their breathing goes normal. And you're looking at what looks like a arrowhead, a very tiny, less than the size of your thumbnail arrowhead.
Okay, I shall take a look at that, sighing deeply, and stick it in my pocket because it might come in useful later.
Okay.
And yeah, I'll say to who was the teacher who was being cornered?
Mr. Clayton, the AV club teacher.
I'll say to Mr. Clayton, I think they're going to be all right now. I don't know. You can't get out of here, so you might as well just hide. Okay, right. Yeah, good luck to you. And I'll give him a cheery wave and I'll leave.
Okay. He just sort of nods. Okay, Brett. He looks down at Addie, who's now going, but you leave with the keys as Zephyr and Ashley come up holding fire extinguishers.
Oh, we have one each. Yeah. So, like, I have one of Jerome's legs under one arm and I'm holding onto a fire extinguisher, like, tottering along like, we got them. We got weapons.
You could leave him in the auditorium or something. You don't have to drag him around the school unless you're doing it for a bit.
Oh, he's coming with us now.
At this point, it's all part of the act.
So it's weekend at Jerome's is what we're doing here.
From night at Jerome's?
You've got this body here. You can't get into the psychologist's office. And whoever this is does not appear interested in you in the slightest. As you scream at them to stop this.
I wish I could remember her name. Can I try all the doors? Science lab, storage room. I want to find something to break down the portal or like throw water on it or chemicals. I don't know, whatever I can find.
So you go pulling at door handles and so on, and you can give me a luck roll to see what's open.
Sure. I have decent luck. Oh, I rolled a 2.
Wow. Okay. So the science labs are unlocked right across the hall from you.
I have never been in here before, but...
No. The biology lab and the chemistry lab are both open on that extreme.
Okay. I'm like running almost frantically, just looking for like, you know, a big beaker or a bucket, mm-hmm. anything that's got liquid I can throw into this portal. Because I'm thinking like it was electrified. Why not add liquid?
Okay.
Science.
I think that was something I saw on Mr. Wizard. Yeah. Science.
Science.
So you run into the science labs. You also check out the janitor's closet and you find a bunch of chemicals in the chemistry lab, in the closets. You find them in the janitor's closet. Are you mixing them up and throwing them on the force field?
Oh, mixing them sounds like a terrible idea. Of course, I want to pour them into the janitor's bucket, like the mop bucket, and then roll it out and throw the whole bucket of chemicals onto the doorway. Yeah.
Oh, God. You're going to end up mixing bleach and ammonia, aren't you?
He has no idea what he's doing.
Well, I'm not going to explode you yet. So you grab this bucket full of chemicals and you go and you pour it over the door frame as best as you can. You're tall. You can reach up pretty high. And it hisses.
Mm-hmm.
And this person turns their head and looks at you, and there's now mist flooding out of their mouth. But the field stays up. There's just now chemicals pooling on the floor.
Eyes are burning. I love you.
Give me a fast talk, and it needs to be an extreme.
Extreme?
You don't know their name.
I need to roll a 1. Okay. Sure.
Be a great time for a fumble.
It really would.
74, so not even close. I would have spent all my luck, but I don't have that much.
You just hear that voice whispering, "Love is a lie. Love is a lie." Give me a power roll.
Okay, yeah. Of course, I have failed the power roll. 75 over 50.
As you look at this person, and you look at the mist, you swear you see what looks like some sort of ghostly figure hovering above them with its hands on this person's shoulder, like hands, if you can call them hands, these gray, misty bones, almost just hovering. They appear to be whispering in this person's ear. This person's head and the apparition's head both turn slowly to look at you, and you see these cold red eyes.
Can I roll sand before it kills me?
You can.
Fucking hell. Yeah, I failed that. 83 over 46.
So you're going to lose 3 points for that. Could have been a lot worse. Just saying.
It's looking at me?
It passed its power roll. So you feel, Bolt, a sudden sharp pain in your neck.
Okay.
Just this horrible...
It's Ashley. Sorry.
Burning pain.
Oh, what does it mean? Oh, and yet they're accurate.
You feel this horrible burning pain. And that's when Brett comes up the stairs.
Oh, fuck's sake.
And Brett, you see the bloody trail. You can see down the hallway towards where the blood trail leads. You can see the psychologist's office, and you see Bryce standing outside with the dead body he was dragging on the ground. Bryce, do you turn when you hear the noise? Someone coming up the stairs? You're still at the end of the hallway, Brett.
Yeah, with the sharp pain, I don't know if I would unless he's going to call out or something. Because I think I'm like so focused on the pain.
Yeah. It hurts.
Yeah. Maybe he fell to his knees and he's kind of feeling his neck. If he gets close enough, I would look, but I don't think right when he comes up.
So, Brett, you were going towards the principal's office. Do you call out to Bryce or look at him? Anything of the sort?
It sounds like he's collapsed on the ground in front of this doorway, this open doorway, and landed in a pool of chemicals. I'm guessing there's a fairly strong smell of nasty chemicals coming down the...
Oh, yes.
I'm torn between just not wanting to get involved. And there is this horrible, horrible moment where I realise he might actually be in danger and I can't just let him die. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to... there's got to be something small I can just throw around here. I'm trying to think what there might be.
Like a doorstop at the near the stairwell?
Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah.
I was going to say, we have fire extinguishers.
Small.
You can't throw Jerome.
So I'll grab the doorstop up and I'll just throw it in the general direction of his head. To see, apart from anything else, that's just good to check that he's alive, if he responds to that.
So, Bryce, something gets thrown at you. You look up. It's the most beautiful sight you've ever seen. It's the love of your life. It's Brett. Right there.
How did I never realize how hot he was? I'm gonna like, step on the body. As I start to walk over toward Brett, like just disregard for everything. Mm-hmm. Brett, you came looking for me. I knew you would.
No,
I mean,
fucking didn't.
I love you so much. It's so good to see you. I'm going to plant a kiss on his lips.
Is this just as Ashley and Zephyr come up the stairs, like holding Drew's body?
I think as Bryce plants a kiss on my lips, I shall plant a knee in his bollocks.
In character for once.
Okay, yeah. So you knee him. Bryce, it hurts, but you love him so much, you'll forgive him.
Isn't love meant to hurt?
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, I'm Guy Raz, and on my show, Wisdom from the Top, I talk with CEOs and business leaders about the toughest challenges of their careers.
There's lots of ways to measure success.
Sometimes a company has to bet against itself.
We wanted to set ourselves apart by having a point of view.
Businesses really impact people's lives in pretty fundamental ways.
On Wisdom from the Top, some of the greatest business leaders of our time share their intimate stories of leadership, innovation, and transformation. Stories you won't hear anywhere else. Check out Wisdom from the Top only on Luminary. Now, back to your show.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Thank you for listening to Ain't Slayed Nobody. For ad-free episodes, lots of bonus content, and special programming, please join our Wolf Pack at patreon.com/aintslayed or subscribe to Ain't Slayed Nobody Plus at Apple Podcasts. Nothing helps the show more than becoming a subscriber. See our show notes for full credits, and help us grow by posting friendly reviews and spreading the word to your friends and followers. Thank you, and good luck out there.